When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it? Oh, mate, I don't think we've got time for this.
I promised TK, so we're going to have to...
I don't care. We're meant to be in Ankhead for noon to catch our flight to Endor to do the podcast. We're going to miss the hyperspace jump.
It will take 2 minutes, I swear. And the way he bought us a drink, so
yeah,
I'd do it.
I don't like it. All right, okay. Well, we're in a speeder, so it's speedy. Go fast.
All right, here we go.
Pedal.
Whoa, what was that, mate?
What's that?
It's a couple of skeletons.
Two skeletons?
Probably someone's uncle and auntie or something.
It's fine, don't go back then. It's all right.
Dead anyway, aren't they? Oh, hang on. What
is that?
I don't know. Pull the choke out.
It's not doing anything. Look. Oh, my. It's broken down. Again. Everything in this galaxy is rusty and broken. This is just infuriating. How are we going to get to Endor now?
Calm down.
This is your fault.
Calm down. That place over there. That's where we've got to deliver the message. It used to be Jabba's Palace. I don't know what it is now. I can't read the sign. Come on, let's just walk over there.
We're going to walk again. Brilliant. That's great.
We can't use this.
Well, of course we can't use this. It's broken again. So this is Jabba's Palace. We're going to Jabba's Palace. You didn't tell me we were going to Jabba's Palace.
Well, it used to be. Are you worried?
Of course I'm worried, and you should be too. Lawrence Owen and poor Matt Heighton never came back from this place.
Come on.
If I told you half the things I'd heard about this place, you'd probably short circuit.
What do you mean short circuit?
I don't know. It's a figure of speech, isn't it?
Suppose we better knock.
Doesn't seem to bring anyone in. Let's go. Goodness gracious me. Stooch a oa a bo patch hidoa. I don't think they're going to let us in. Guess you better call TK and tell him we can't deliver the message.
Oh,
suppose we better go in.
I guess so.
I didn't know you spoke Hutties, by the way.
I don't. I'm just bagging it, mate.
Follow the corridor.
Yeah, spooky, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, hello, mate. Hello?
We don't understand you. Is there anyone in charge that maybe could help us? Hi. We've got a message to deliver from a TK-127 to your master... Who's in charge?
Olawonga.
Willy Wonka?
No. Willy Wonka, he's not in charge. Max Rebo, he in charge now.
Max Rebo, good for him.
Yeah.
He's made something of himself. I've got a message from Max from TK-127.
Not Jedi.
Yeah, I know that. But if we could just deliver the message.
You're not Jedi.
Can we go through and deliver the...
Not Jedi.
Oh, this guy is...
Yeah, he's getting on my nerves as well.
Can we just... Is it this way to go to the...
Lucha!
Does that mean follow?
Yeah, come this way.
Oh, okay, then we'll roll titles, I suppose.
This is the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast. Broadcasting live from a different location in the galaxy every episode. Sponsored by Grumpy Bantha Blue Milk and Kessel Lager. Wow. Look at this place now.
This is a lot nicer, isn't it? They've raised the roof, haven't they?
Didn't Han Solo used to be over there in Carbon? Look what they've done.
Yeah, it's a fireplace.
That is really smart.
Is that real?
Got a gastro feel to it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it looks real though, doesn't it? It's lovely.
It's really done this place
I like
nice.
That original architraven coving as well. That's really opened it up. It's
amazing.
Great.
There's Max Rebo over there. Do you want me to go and deliver this message? And then
I'll do it. You go to the bar. Okay.
I'll go get the drinks. Grumpy Panther with blue milk?
No, I'll have a Kessel.
Kessel Light?
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch my weight. Oh, hello. Are you Max Rebo?
Yeah, Max Rebo, dude. How you doing?
Oh, bless you. Are you all right?
Got a bit of a cold because of the damp in here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm very sorry. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's good to meet you too.
Hiya, I'm with my friend Stooch over there, he's at the bar. We've just been asked to deliver a message for you from this guy, TK-127.
Where the hell is he? He's supposed to be here like 1 hour ago.
I don't know, I just got a message. don't shoot the messenger, don't drop the messenger in the Rancor pit.
Yeah, well, the Rancor is dead. You know, I'm on a real tight schedule.
Yeah, sorry, so are we. I'll put it in like a hollow projector thing. Is that all right? I'll just play it for you.
Go ahead.
Hey, Max. Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. You know me. I'm going to be like an hour and a half late for work today. I got a couple of things going on. I got fingers in pies. But don't you worry about that. To make up for it, I'm going to work late tonight. And I got you a gift. I know how you like gifts. And the gift is these two guys.
They look like good guys.
What do you mean, these two guys? No, I think he's playing the wrong message. We're not a gift.
These two guys, they're great guys. They're going to be doing a podcast live from your bar right now, okay? And I guarantee it's going to increase your Facebook and your Twitter following by like a couple of hundred. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, brilliant. That's worked out better because we had nowhere to do our podcast. We've just missed our ride to Anchorhead, so... Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. If we could do it here, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't see no problem with that. I can set you up with a table and a private room if that's cool.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. That's brilliant.
Now, if you excuse me, I gotta go back to my broad-sized noodles over there. You guys have a great time, yeah? Anything you need, just give me a shout.
Oh, bless you again. Thank you very much. Stooch, we're over here in the booth, all right?
Oh, God, queue at the bar.
Again.
I didn't miss Max Rebo, did I?
You did. You missed him.
Something inconvenient. I guess we better get on with the podcast. Welcome to episode 3 of the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, live
from Max Rebo's palace.
We were scheduled to do it on Endor, but unfortunately we've had a few issues on the way here. Our land speeder broke down.
Just listen to the start of the podcast.
But this week we have got a load of treats for you, haven't we?
Brilliant show. We're going to have to quickly, if you could just text Olaf and let him know change of venue.
That's right, I better do that. I'm going to text our guest today, who is Olaf Falafel. He's a stand-up comic from Earth. He'll be on the show later.
We have got an interview with Salacious B. Crumb. We've got stand-up from
Gary the Gamorrean. He'll be doing his first debut show, which I believe is about his dead dad, who got eaten by a rancor back in the day. So that should be an interesting one.
Yeah, very original concept for a show.
So what tweets have we had this week? We had any?
We've had a few. My friend Dane Smith, whose Twitter handle is GamesMaster94, tweeted something about getting Jar Jar Binks on. He really wants to get Jar Jar Binks on the show. He wants to do a whole show about Jar Jar Binks. I am disinclined.
Get us 1,000 retweets and we'll get him on.
So if that tweet gets retweeted 1,000 times,
yeah,
we'll get Jar Jar on.
Yeah,
you guarantee that?
Yeah, we'll be able to
guarantee.
Yeah, we'll be able to get him.
Well, I know he's very good friends with TK. They hang out together.
There we go.
It stands to reason. We got one from a
number one fan.
What was it? What was the tweet?
Boxless Boss.
That's a chap.
He managed to get through the last podcast without screaming. So that is a massive achievement for us, and we're very pleased about that.
Yeah, let's hope we can have another one. I should imagine he's screaming about now. Thank you very much, Boxless Boss. He's a great guy. We have finally had a tweet from my mum, who's worked out how to use Twitter, and she says, Grumpy Panther Blue Milk is unavailable in Waitrose. ..?
Well, they're bringing out an essential version, I believe, so I wouldn't trust it unless it's Grumpy Bantha. It's only going to give you diarrhea. So
yeah, do not trust any blue milk that is not branded. But that's about it. We'd like some more, so yeah, keep them coming in. We'll always read them out and we'll always, you know, get involved. You get involved, we'll get involved.
Yeah, exactly. It's a two-way street, isn't it? So anyway, I think it's about time we went to have a word from our sponsors.
Yes, please.
So we'll just do that. We'll have a quick ad break and then we'll get into the podcast. I think Olaf Falafel is... I've just got a text on my holo reader and he's on his way.
What a great guy.
Anyway, here's a word from our sponsors.
Are you losing your hair? Perhaps your eyesight is going. Or maybe you just need a clone army to facilitate galactic domination. Weird Kamino clones can cater from a single clone to a whole army. For your cloning needs, phone Kamino Clones on 0800-111-CLONE.
The reserve the right not to clone Gungans.
G'day. Boba Fett here. Yeah, I'm still alive and well. Now, I've been all over the galaxy, but one place I know best is the Bit of Carcoon, where the mighty Sarlacc resides. So if you want a guide that guarantees to show you the outs... and the inns, come down to Boba's Sarlacc Tours.
Gungans not welcome.
Welcome back to the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, live from Max Rebo's palace.
So we are about to be joined by our good friend Olaf Falafel. I've just got to have the toilet, actually, before it turns up.
Actually, where are our drinks?
Oh, there they are.
Oh,
is
no.
Is he the waiter? Look, mate, I've got to go to the toilet. You deal with this.
Oh, don't, because don't leave me with him.
I've got to go to the toilet, all right.
It was me that's got to deal with him.
I got the drink for table 7. Oh my
God, that's embarrassing. Oh. How are you doing?
How are you?
I got your drinks.
What's wrong with your legs, mate?
A little problem. You know, last week we're having a good time. We're in the bar, in the cantina, when I was doing a bit of gambling.
Yeah.
This guy said, you run out of credits, I'll take your legs. And I thought he was joking. I lost. He took my legs. You know that Darth Maul guy? He got his legs cut off, and he got that lovely spider leg thing going on.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't afford that. So when I got my legs cut off, I could just get a pogo stick.
Well, if you can just bounce the drinks over here, that'd
be... I spilled a lot of the drinks, actually, on the way, because it's a pogo stick. I'm real sorry about that.
Well, I hope you're not expecting a tip.
I kind of need a tip right now. Things ain't going so well for me.
Okay, it's a credit or something.
Thanks, buddy. If you got any work going or something, you want to do some adverts, I could help out.
We'll page you or whatever.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay,
we got to get on with the podcast.
Okay, good to see you. Okay,
yeah,
goodbye.
Good to see you.
All right, love to see you. Oh, Jesus, oh, God.
I'm back.
Thanks for leaving me with that.
Sorry, mate, but I don't like him. I can't be doing my thing.
Well, I don't like him either. Oh, look who's just arrived. He's found it.
That is amazingly fast.
Over here.
Olaf. Olaf.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Oh, I can't believe you made it.
Oh, man. What a journey. Thank God I got your text, because I was going to end up on Endor.
Yeah. I mean, Endor's way over there. It's on the outer rim.
Oh, well, you know, it's on the outer rim, but, you know, it's very well connected. If I just made a couple of stops and, you know, Tatooine is not that far, to be honest with you.
Cool. What phone do you have to have such good reception? I mean, you must be in hyperspace.
It's one of those Nokia 3210s.
They're reliable.
They're very reliable.
They're old school, but they're reliable.
Exactly. It's the battery life as well, which you want when you're going to go on long trips.
That's what you want on long trips. Hypergalactic battery or something.
Did you have any problems getting in at all? I mean, we had a bit of a problem with old matey boy, didn't we?
Tattletale, the guy at the door.
Well, you know, I've got a few mates. I've got a mate who used to work here. I think he could still be here. I've not seen him yet. A guy called Malachi used to own a Rancor here.
No way.
Yeah.
So that guy.
He got me straight in.
Mr. Tearful.
Yeah.
Jeez, you know him.
You know.
I don't know this guy.
You know the Rancor, you know, that he's not there anymore. You know,
yeah.
The guy who lives, you know, the monster.
Oh, the
monster.
Thing, yeah.
He's dead, and he had a keeper, he had a wrangler.
I think you can go on a course.
Wrangling college. You do 3 years, and then I think it's like 2 years vocational. It's quite a big deal.
Funny, because I was at the Gamorrean Grill earlier, and I thought I saw him.
No way.
Behind the scenes, yeah, as a chef.
The guy, he's got like a leather apron.
Leather brown apron.
They all look the same, these Rancor keepers, don't
they?
Whoa.
Come on, it's a family podcast.
Nobody can hear. We've got our own private room.
We'd love to have a chat with him if it's possible. If you see him in the bar, I'll just
keep my eye out. Just give us a click.
We're happy to stop. We'll plug in another mic. We'll go. We're very fluid. We're meant to be on Endor. We're here now.
And thanks very much to Max Rebo for sorting us out. Did you meet Max?
I didn't meet Max, but when I landed at the spaceport, I got a skiff over here, and I tell you what, ever since he's taken over, say what you like about him, you know, but he gets those skiffs running a lot more efficiently than Jabba ever
absolutely,
did.
Absolutely, yeah.
We got a speeder, idiots. We hired a dodgy speeder.
Oh, mate,
we
could have
got a skiff. Bit shot on the old credit, you know. We had a
Well, we got it through. Do you know TK-127? He's a stormtrooper, retired stormtrooper.
I've heard of him. He's quite a loud guy.
Yeah.
Best to avoid. He's a waiter here now. He's fallen from grace. Just in case you want a drink, by the way, let me know, or Stooch know, because we'll go and get one from the bar, because he does table service, and it's a nightmare. Trust me, you don't want that.
You do not want that.
I was going to mention Obi-Wan's... Have you seen the ghost of Obi-Wan doing stand-up?
Oh.
No.
He's very kind of near the knuckle when it comes to...
Is he...
Well, he's fattest.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Sexist and ageist and all the ists.
You wouldn't think... He'd keep to his Jedi scriptures and tenures and values, but
I think
he hasn't.
He's just let himself go.
What's the point now?
You know, he's dead.
Any chance we can get hold of that guy to maybe come and do a set? I don't know.
You know, that'd be great.
You know him?
I do know him. I'm going to have to have a look around, because I think I could summon up the ghost, but I'll have to have a look around, see if I can find him.
Well, that'd be great, because we've got Gary the Gamorrean coming on in a bit, and he'll be doing a turn. So if, you know, he stinks the room out.
Because he stinks. Yeah. He does stink.
It'd be nice to get someone to maybe, you know, headline.
Yeah, cool. I'll have a look around, see if I can find the ghost of Obi-Wan.
He just pops up.
The thing. Because he's not a real person, he's like a ghost. You almost need like an intergalactic Derek Okora to kind of summon him. And I can do that, you know.
Like with plasticine, mate.
By the way, is that your mate over there? You know, the... what's his name?
Malachi.
Malachi, yeah. Shall I go and get him over?
Oh, yeah, go. Shall I go and get some drinks while you're doing that? And then...
Tell you what, you just don't...
I'll go and get some drinks. I'll go and get some drinks and then I'll come back. But yeah, go and get him. Yeah.
Okay.
Two Kessel Lights?
Yeah, I have a Kessel Light.
Yeah, I'll get one for him as well, shall I? Is it CJ?
Four
Kessel Lights.
Chop. Okay, so I'll go and get him. There's just one thing. Whatever you do... You know he was the Rancor Wrangler.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't mention... the Rancor, he gets very upset about that still. Although it was a while ago, he still gets upset.
Of course.
So just don't.
We'll just have a chat about what's up to you now.
Yeah,
one beer with him. Yeah,
yeah, one beer. He's a good guy, but he gets very emotional. So don't mention the Rancor.
Rancor.
I'll go and see if I can find him now. Okay, I'll be back in a sec.
It's just me now.
Here he is, guys. Guys, I'd like to meet Malachi.
Hello, boy.
Pleasure to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, too.
We have a lot of people on. And they don't sound like I think they're going to sound or look like they're going to look.
How do you think I was going to sound, boy?
Exactly like this.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you. You're a Salt of the Earth character. That's what I see.
What you doing here then, boy?
Well, with me and my mates, just be here for a second. We do a little podcast, like a little radio show.
Getting
different characters from the Star Wars universe, seeing what they're up to now.
Oh, yeah, who have you got on this one?
We've got Gary the Gamorrean. His dad used to work here.
Yeah, I know what they are, yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm not too keen on them myself, boy.
That's fair enough.
I don't want to say out of mood, but I'm just saying.
That's fair enough. Absolutely fine. Who else we got? We've got Salacious B. Crumb later as well.
Oh, I know him. Yeah.
We're yet to meet him yet, but we're pretty excited.
Well,
big guy.
Prepare yourself. He's a bit of a larger than life character, shall we say, boy.
What are you doing with yourself now?
What am I doing myself now, boy? Well, I got myself a job at the Gamorrean Grill.
Good for you.
Slicing up a few Gamorreans, which is obviously ideal for me. Been working there for about 2-3 weeks now. Head chef.
Right.
So, it's going pretty well. By trade, I'm a keeper of a certain animal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't really talk about that anymore.
That's right. Yeah, no worries about it. Oh, hang on. Stooch is just coming back from... Do you want a beer? We've got a beer for you, mate, as well.
All right, lads.
All right, mate. Look at this. This is Malachi. Oh,
yeah. Here's Malachi here.
Oh, hello, mate. Oh, is that the... You saw the Rancor, didn't you? You know, the...
Oh, no. Oh, God. He's mentioned the Rancor. It's embarrassing. Malachi, come on. Come on, mate. Can you... This is really sour in the tone. Perhaps... Let me just... He's dribbling. He's dribbling.
Oh, Stooch, I said... He wasn't here. I'll come here. I've got his pie. Don't worry.
Stooch, you were at the bar. I was just explaining how he gets very sad about the whole Rancor thing.
I'm sorry about your Rancor, mate.
Oh, he's taking off.
He'll be fine.
I'll buy him another Kessel or something later.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. I didn't mean to upset anyone.
How do you know him?
Well, to be honest with you, we got quite a way back when he was doing the Rancor Wrangling course. I was actually auditioning for a part in Max Rebo's house band.
Hey. Yeah,
wow. What were you going to play?
It's like a didgeridoo, but it's kind of a little bit funkier. It's a bit more electronic. It's called a didgeridoo.
Oh,
favorite.
Very interesting.
It's really good. The didgeridoo. I can never pronounce it. And that's probably why I never got the part. But me and Malachi, we dormed together for a couple of years when we were at the Tatooine Uni.
But I've not seen him in a while. But our apologies to him for that. It's not your.
I'm very sorry.
I'll go over and see him, and
I'll bring him over again and tell him I'll buy me a couple of Gamorrean chops or something. The band that you were talking about, I heard a rumor about. Well, this is quite a while ago, actually. That somebody had an affair with Cy Snootles, and that they were about to join Max Rebo's band, but Droopy McCool caught this person with Cy Snootles' lips in his mouth. And was that person you?
I can neither confirm nor deny these rumours.
It was you.
Wow.
I knew it.
That is...
I thought it was.
I tell you, that is going to explode on the internet. Is anybody going to hear this?
Not in
this galaxy.
No.
Oh,
are you going back to Earth in the near
Earth.
Future?
Ah.
Because you're doing a show, aren't you? Are you going to do that Edinburgh Fringe? I know you're doing the Hoth Fringe.
Yeah,
you're
doing
coming on
the Hoth Fringe.
Special.
So, yeah, I'm accommodation. Oh, God.
Have you got anywhere to stay yet?
No, can't even get a Tom Bay. It's impossible to get accommodation now. I mean, if you haven't booked up, I mean, obviously we will get you in because you're going to be a guest on the Hot Springs special.
So I was hoping you'd put me up somewhere.
We'll get you something. We'll get you a Wumper Cave or something like that.
Yeah, you know, there's a Wumper Cave with a load of comedians. I mean, you're all going to have to like share a bed. Yeah. No one bringing no one home.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to, you know, you can all come together.
That's cool. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, I am doing that other festival. Do you know, Back on Earth, the Edinburgh Festival?
Yes. It's a lot warmer, isn't it, than Hoth?
It's a lot warmer than Hoth. I'm doing my first hour. The show is called Olaf Falafel and the Cheese of Truth.
The Cheese of Truth. Oh, I know someone that might like that. The little rat woman at the cantina that we saw. Kate.
No, what? Just forget about her.
Oh, she's so lovely.
Did you speak to her?
No, I'm too scared.
He got excited.
Yeah.
She's definitely a woman, though.
She's definitely a woman.
She's definitely a woman. Yeah. We checked. Mm. Canon. That is canon.
That is canon.
So it's not weird that you fancy a rat thing.
Let's talk about something else.
How are your previews going for your show?
Yeah, good so far. It's quite a lot of technical stuff, so it's been a bit hairy getting a lot of the audio visual stuff working. Yeah. But no, it's good fun. When it works, it's good fun. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What's the tech stuff like on Hoth? I imagine with all that ice and like with...
Yeah, it's prone to breaking down now and again. I think there are a few unemployed rebels that are willing to tech for quite a low price.
Yeah, load of Jawas hanging around.
Oh, and they're brilliant. Yeah, they're absolutely
Jawas
brilliant with robots.
For flyering, and, yeah, they're fantastic.
They're amazing.
But they aren't. They get lazy toward. They're just out drinking every night. So if you've got a heavily tech show, they'll just mash the buttons by the end of it. So you've got to be quite careful.
Yeah, and obviously when they're flying as well, their language is very limited. So
they're very aggressive though.
Yeah.
Just because they're right at waist heights, they're just straight into your waist.
Yeah.
It's good heights to fly from, I think, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think we need to lighten the mood with a bit of stand up. Should we go over and see? I think Gary's ready. Gary the Gamorrean's queuing up over there. So, as usual, we'll dissect
this. Is he not doing an hour? He's just doing a five.
He's just doing a tight. Yeah. I don't think it'd be that, to be honest. There we go. I think he's started. So, we'll just have a little commentary as usual. Oh, come on. Oh, God. I know what you're thinking. I don't know what to say without David Cameron's wiener in my mouth. And he's kept the language down as well, which is all credit to him. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Sorry about Dane Pack. Amazing.
What was that self-sliced? Oh, my God.
Malachi must be liking this.
I should get him from the bar.
Ooh, can't say that. That's offensive to any animal that Farmer Ham comes from. Cured me. That is a brilliant line. Absolutely brilliant. He's doing pretty well, isn't he?
Oh, no, he's doing the sentimental stuff about his dad. It's not for now.
He's bringing it down a bit. Is that his closer?
Oof. That was...
Well, that's a bit depressing, wasn't it, at the end from the old Gamora? We need someone to up the mood. Would you be able to get the ghost of Obi-Wan?
I'll try and summon him up. Let me go to the next room and see if I can summon up the ghost of Obi-Wan. Hold on a minute.
Oh, okay. We'll
thank you very much. Yeah.
Where's he off to next?
He's just going to summon just a little room.
Okay.
All right. Hi, guys. Ghost of Obi-Wan here. I believe you're after somebody to do some stand-up comedy.
That would be amazing. If you can spare just, I don't know, even three
under
or four
five,
minutes.
Yeah, just a little
something like that would be great. Where's Olaf? Did you see where he went?
Oh, I left him at the bar. Him and Malachi were chatting to a couple of hot Twi'leks.
He's a sexy guy, so I can imagine.
Right, well, if you don't mind, I'll just introduce you.
Yeah, bring me on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, settle down. It's me again. All right, settle down. Do the clapping from a one, and then straight to a ten. Please welcome to the stage. It's the ghost of Obi-Wan, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. All the way to the stage. Come on.
Thank you. Are we well?
Yeah!
I'm not. I'm a ghost. Although, being the ghost of Obi-Wan, I'm never going to die on stage. If you try and heckle me, I will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Now, I'm not saying that my mother-in-law is hideous, but she was spat out by the Sarlacc. My mother-in-law is so large, when she crosses her legs, she causes a disturbance in the Force. She smells so bad that zoologists use her scent to attract banthers during mating season. And when she gets on public transport, a million voices suddenly cry out in terror and are then silenced as they are overcome by her overpowering stench. Having said all of that, though, she is actually quite attractive from a certain point of view. And when I say from a certain point of view, I do mean from very, very far away, whilst wearing a helmet with the blast shield down. Okay, guys, that's been all from me. I have been the ghost of Obi-Wan, and you've been a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Thank you.
Ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. That was great. Now we're going to have a short interval, and just to play us through the interval, we've got Max Rebo and Sice Neutrals, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was fantastic. And to meet you as well, Mr. Sir Obi-Wan.
Just call me Ben.
Ben, wow, what an honour. Thank you so
what
much.
What an honour. Thanks, no, thanks very much
you,
for doing
thank you for having me. It was a marvellous, marvellous audience.
So. Yeah. So any other gigs you've got lined up, or...?
Well, I tell you what, not for myself, but there's a great comedian who I'm not sure if you've heard of. He's called, doesn't do this part of the universe much, called Olaf Falafel. He's doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival called Olaf Falafel and the Cheese of Truth, 4:15 at the City Cafe. You should get him along here sometime.
Hang on a second. Pull that sheet off.
Yeah, Olaf!
Yes.
You got me, guys.
You got us almost.
You just had a sheet on your head.
After all that. I mean, who would pull that sort of trick, going off to the bar and pretending to be someone else?
Did you believe that I was actually a ghost?
You almost went for it.
You look like a ghost.
I mean, we're not usually the gullible sort of guys, as aren't our listeners, I'd imagine, as well.
I can't believe anybody would believe that I'm not who I am or something.
I think we're running out of time now, so, I mean, thanks for coming on, Olaf.
It's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you going to stick around for a drink with Malachi?
Me and Malachi, we're going to bring over these Twi'leks that we were chatting to.
Oh, we'll bring them over. We've just got a little bit of an interview to do with Salacious Crumb, and we'll be over. And we've also got passes for Calrissians. Thanks very much for coming, Alan. Olaf Falafel. It's been an absolute honour to have you. We have come to the end of part, so we're going to hear a little word from our sponsors.
Get yourself down to the Gamorrean Grill this Sunday for 2-for-1 offers on the choicest cuts of Gamorrean bacon. You can't get fresher. Bring your own lightsaber and cut your prime Gamorrean thigh chops straight from a live Gamorrean guard of your choice. The Gamorrean Grill. Gunga's not welcome.
Are you tired of not getting 50,000 for your Wookiee? Are you afraid you're not being taken seriously in hostage negotiations? Well, you need a Merson Munitions thermal detonator. We can guarantee you'll get at least 35,000 for all your hostages. Explosive new offers available online.
We cannot guarantee the Gungan hostages.
Hello and welcome back to part 3, the final part of the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, live from Max Rebo's palace on Tatooine.
Great to be back.
It's wonderful to be back. It's the last part and we've got our special interview we have every week with a wonderful guest from the Star Wars universe. And this week we've got Salacious B. Crumb, Jabba's court jester.
Ex-court jester.
Yeah, there's no work for him anymore there, is there? And before we start, so I am just going to go to the bar before we begin this, because the last time TK brought those drinks over, they were spilt everywhere because of his pogo stick.
Fair enough.
It makes sense.
I'll hold off the interview until
we
get
back. Yeah, please, if you could. It's just ridiculous. We keep missing. We need to be together for this. I'll be back in a minute. All right. Kessels, yeah?
Two Kessels. Oh, well, three, I suppose. I don't know whether he drinks. He seems like an alcoholic. So
yeah,
I may be
getting some spirit.
Get him some grumpy banter or something.
All right. Cheers, mate. See you in a bit.
Oh, God. It looks like he's coming already. Patch is going to be furious. Hiya.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, God, I gotta take a seat. Hang on, pass me my hemorrhoid donut. Can I have that?
You're right. Oh. Is there something wrong with your behind?
You remember that little R2-D2, whatever his goddamn name is? He stung me in the ass. You remember that little electric thing?
Of course.
He stung me right in the ass.
Oh, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. And since then, I got this hemorrhoid problem. I can't sit without a donut anymore.
Would you want a cushion or something?
I got my donut. I'm on my donut. Okay. And, oh, God. Hi, hey, That little guy, you know, everyone thinks he's so cute, but he was a...
literally a pain in the ass.
He was a pain in the ass, quite literally. A funny guy. That's why I like you. That's why I decided to do this thing.
Yeah.
You got the old school techniques is what you got.
Well, let's not go... Well,
anyway, let's get on with this thing.
So, Salacious B. Crumb. What does B stand for, by the way?
The B? Salacious Banter Crumb.
Right, banter. Because you're obviously famous for
my banter. I come on stage and I make it up as I go along.
Yes.
I go, hey, where you from? And they go, Coruscant. And I go, that sucks. And then they say somewhere else. They go, I'm from Naboo. And I go, that sucks. And they'd say, you got great banter. That was my thing back then.
World class.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I performed with all the greats.
Yeah. Well, most notably, you were the resident here when it was Jabba's Palace. You were the resident jester for Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, it was a big part of my career. Not so proud of it. I don't like being a court jester. I see myself as more of an artist than a performer.
I mean, you're performing to the same audiences every night, so I guess everyone knows your jokes, everyone knows your banter.
Yeah, imagine it yourself. You know, you're a performer yourself. You know, it's like everyone knows what's going on. And the worst thing about Jabba is he doesn't want me to do any of the stuff I got. I got a whole book of your mama jokes, you know. I got all of those.
Like Olaf was doing earlier.
Oh, God, he's great.
Yeah?
He's a great kid. Good. I got high hopes for him.
Yeah.
I never seen him perform. However, this guy, he did steal my opening joke. You know that's not on in this business. However, he is a new act in this galaxy, so I'll let it slide. I'll let bygones be bygones.
You're quite in touch with the new acts that are around the galaxy, aren't you? I believe that's what you're up to at the moment.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what I do right now. I look after comedians. I'm not an agent as such. I run a kind of enterprise, new act of the galaxy.
What are the new acts that you can recommend to us, Salacious?
R5D4.
Oh, we had him on the first podcast, actually.
Sure you did. He's a good guy. I discovered him. He was just filling the gaps, doing a couple of fives here and there. I said, hey, kid, I think you got some talent. And he goes, beep, 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 beep. So I said, go on, do an hour. So that's the reason he's doing the Bad Motivator.
It's his first solo show. The previews have been going well. We're going to see a lot more of that in episode 6 of the podcast. I hope you're going to join us for the Hoth Fringe.
Down if as long as I'm near a toilet.
So it's lined up in the future for you.
Well, I am going to do my final hour of comedy. I think I got one more left in me. One more shot at the big time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not this year. Maybe next year I'll come out and I'll do my final show. Something just about my life.
So, Salacious B, the last show you did was a good 30 years ago, wasn't it? It was called Jabba Flabba Doo.
That was what it was called. That is the name of the show. Exactly.
And it was all about your time spent in Jabba's Palace and how
about
you weren't...
About the smell.
Yeah.
I'm in the fogs of the fat, you see. You don't even know what it's like. Wait, imagine being in that. And the moisture that comes out of it.
Ooh, sounds absolutely awful. Well, listen, we're running out of time. So just before you go, would you be able to treat the listeners to the laugh that obviously made you famous throughout the galaxy?
Yeah. Come on, kid. I'm better than this. I got more to give than
this. Just once, and then we'll let you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it for you. I like you.
And the fans. And the fans.
And the kids. And the kids out there. Okay. Here we go.
Absolutely first class. Thank you so much, Salacious B.
It's been a pleasure. Help me up, kid. I just need you. Lend an arm.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
what have you eaten?
Oh, God, I'm gonna need someone to help clear that up. Some matters.
Can we get a tissue over here, please?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Urgent.
Some new slacks or something.
That is mental.
I have a high-protein diet.
Thanks very much, Salacious B. Crumb. It's been a pleasure to have you. Good luck with everything in the future. Hopefully, we'll catch up with you at the Hoth Fringe in our Episode 6 Hoth Fringe special.
That sounds great. Oh, I gotta take a leak.
What a disgusting creature.
Has anyone see my pills?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me. I missed him.
He's just gone. You just saw him just hop off on his little donut.
When I said, don't start the interview until...
He was under time constraints. I couldn't do it. There was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't keep him here. He was hopping around like a little... He's got piles from R2. I don't know.
Well, that's a shame. Was he all right? You know, was it a good interview?
He was fine. Yeah, he said he's going to pop back on the Hoth Fringe special or something like that.
He's not coming to Calrissians with us.
No, he's not. No.
That's it then, I suppose, isn't it?
For another podcast. We've had a great time. Thanks to all the guests. Gary the Gamorrean, thanks for doing your stand-up. Olaf Falafel, obviously, thank you very much for doing your stand-up. The only comic that's actually managed to stick around and do it.
Finally. A brave comedian. And obviously...
I didn't meet him, but Salacious B. Crumb.
And also a special thanks to Max Rebo for having us here, because we were potentially going to be homeless for this podcast. So thank you, Max, for putting us up and giving us free table. The next podcast, well, it's top secret where we're going to be broadcasting from, and we're not going to be able to tweet about it because we're not supposed to talk about where we're going to be.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, and slightly dangerous from what I hear. But anyway, follow us on Twitter, tell your mates.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, listen to the podcast and retweet and do whatever it is you do. And tweet us any little questions, any stuff that we talked about on this episode or you want to hear more about.
Thank you very much.
See you next time.
God bless.